Hollywood has been saying for months that Christopher Nolan's time-bending thriller Tenet is the film that will bring audiences back to movie theaters. It has a title that's a palindrome, spelled the same in reverse, and a trailer suggesting the plot moves forward and backward, so the movie seems to provide a lot to think about. And critic Bob Mondello says now that most of the country can finally see Tenet, they can argue about it too.
I thought they said Tenet was going to be complicated. I mean, come on, I'm no genius, and within the first 5 minutes, I could tell you exactly what. I'm kidding. Tenet is so complicated, I couldn't spoil this movie even if I wanted to.
All I have for you is a word. Tenet.
Technically, it's an old-fashioned spy flick with a new-fashioned gimmick, as the protagonist, who's called the protagonist, discovers when he arrives at a headquarters he may or may not have been to before, and meets a woman who explains that she can't explain anything, but she can show him something. They go to a firing range, where there's a pockmarked concrete target and a gun with an empty magazine.
Aim it and pull the trigger.
One of the pockmarks on the target seems to heal itself.
Why does it feel so strange?
You're not shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
He opens the empty magazine, and sure enough, there's a bullet inside, and there appear to be other objects that also move backwards through time while the rest of us are moving forward. Lots of them. A whole warehouse full.
What do you think we're seeing?
The detritus of a coming war.
Ah, the light glimmers. These objects have been sent back from the future, maybe? This occurs to someone else, too.
Time travel.
No. Inversion.
Okay, back to square one. But remember I said Tenet was an old-fashioned spy flick? Well, that's something you can hang on to, for dear life, as the film globetrots...
We'll try and keep up.
...to Mumbai and Russia, London and Ukraine, for action sequences that are not strictly speaking sequential, but that are loud, pulse-pounding, and thrill-packed, many of them involving what one character calls technology that can reverse an object's entropy.
Don't try to understand it. Feel it.
Good advice for the protagonist and for the viewer as we watch him dodging cars that are uncrashing on freeways. Writer-director Christopher Nolan may be dealing with concepts...
It's reversing the flow of time.
...that are reality-shredding.
Doesn't us being here now mean it never happened?
But he's a big believer in reality on screen, no computer effects if he can manage an effect in camera, so protagonist John David Washington and his co-star Robert Pattinson learn to unthrow punches and even talk backwards. And when the film goes for a big set piece...
You want to crash a plane,
but not from the air. No one's so dramatic.
The producers acquired an actual jet.
Well, how big a plane?
That part is... A little dramatic.
A 747, because if you're going to do something in a Christopher Nolan film, you do it big and loud, and possibly when it comes to dialogue not entirely comprehensibly, with people getting drowned out by explosions, or Ludwig Göransson's seat-rocking score. Now, in fairness to the dialogue, I saw Tenet under unusual circumstances, socially distanced and wearing a mask, like everyone will, with just 6 other critics in an IMAX auditorium that can seat almost 500. That's great for safety during a pandemic, but may have mucked with the acoustics a bit. Still, Nolan wants Tenet seen in theaters, and presumably his fans will want to see it in theaters. Easy to see why. It is huge, and even when it doesn't make a huge amount of sense, it's frenetically entertaining, not to mention challenging, a bit like solving a Rubik's Cube and a physics paradox while doing gymnastics. After 6 months in lockdown, that might be just the ticket. I'm Bob Mondello.